Good evening, I'm Drake Anubis, and I finally broke down and bought a new microphone. But doesn't it sound so much smoother though, especially on the low frequencies? I noticed that it captures like the bassy part of my voice a lot better. Now, that's nice, I think. If you're in the market for a microphone, I'm going to have to recommend the Shure 8900. That's what I just bought. Let me just take a moment and tell you about it in case you need a microphone. It's fantastic. $40 after shipping from, you know, Amazon or whatever. And it comes in a kit, right? So you have everything you need to make excellent podcasts. You got your microphone, your fitting screw. Actually, I don't even use that. It comes with this nice little carrying case. You get the actual microphone itself, of course. The mount, the XLR cable with a little adapter, so you can plug it into a bigger jack if you need to. You know, like a 1/4 instead of 1/8. And it's an adorable little desktop tripod. So if you need a microphone, the Shure 8900, it sounds great, as you can tell. But moving on. There are a lot of people listening. I've been told the user base, the listener base rather, is about 5,000. I don't know if I believe that. I'm looking at some of the stats right now, and there's nothing that suggests it's as high as 5,000, but I do believe that it's 1 or 2 or 3,000, at least. Oh, by the way, there are two people who have who browse the site. One person uses a Palm, it looks like, and one person uses a PlayStation 3. Either one of you people, send me an email, because I just want to know what you're doing on the site that you had to go there with a Palm or a PS3. And there's actually, I thought I saw someone who was using an iPod with not an iPhone, but an actual iPod with Wi-Fi. So if you're either of those three people, just shoot me an email just for the hell of it, because I just want to say hi. Anyway, the point being, there are so many of you out there, and I'm really interested in what you have to say. So here's what I want you to do. I want you, personally, to come on the show with me, okay? I want you to teach me something that I don't know. You know, maybe you're really into space. You know, like you love rockets and the Mars rover and stuff like that. Well, that's not my field. Come tell me about it. We're doing an interview kind of thing, you know? And you can just spend as much time as you want telling me all about it. I'll take care of all the editing, and I'll make your crappy microphone sound great. So you don't have really any excuse, you know? It's going to be great. It's going to be fun. You're going to have a lot of fun. And the idea being that once we get past this first step, you know, maybe if you actually did have fun, you'll make some shows on your own, okay? And we'll increase the audience base. See what I'm saying? But we'll go ahead and we'll do one together, and we'll stop, you know, we'll get rid of all your hesitations about it, right? I'll show you all of the things that I'm going to do. I'll show you how I edit the show, so if you want to know how to edit it, you can use free software. You don't have to go out and buy Adobe Audition or anything. You can use like a, you know, Audacity or whatever. You can make a bad microphone sound pretty good. There's a lot of things you can do. So here's what you should do. If you're interested, and you should be, because you're probably a very smart person if you manage to find this site, and you probably have something very good to say, go ahead and send me an email, drakeanubis@gmail.com. And just introduce yourself, tell me what you want to talk about, right? Go ahead and, you know, we're kind of shoot back and forth a little bit. You can, you know, draft some show notes if you want, or if you just want to, you know, wing it, you know, that's fine too. Whatever you want to do, it's all about you here. And then, you know, we'll make some kind of connections, Skype, phone, you know. I have a phone, it works fantastically. Whatever works for you. And, you know, it's like an interview. You just talk about whatever just, you know, floats your boat, whatever just, you know, tickles your fancy, right? All right, sounds terrific. And you with the Trio, the iPod, and the PlayStation, send me an email just anyway because I just want to say hi. Great. We're gonna get a bunch of shows going with a lot of people. We're gonna start expanding the the correspondent base. Gonna have a lot of new fresh stuff. It's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. So let's go ahead and get that ball rolling on that. And let's see, intro, outro music. Rather than the boring, typical music, let's play something. Oh God, this is the 4th of July. What do you play for the 4th of July? I don't have any country music per se, but you know what? Seekpod has never let me down before. Oh, did I say Seekpod? I meant totally legitimate music. Oh God, something patriotic. Red, white, and blue. Yeah. There you go, Red, White, and Blue by Toby Keith, whatever that is. Okay, happy 4th of July. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
statue. Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. Brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.